and you've probably got used to it. But when you think about it, it's a mind-boggling story. Some probably quite wealthy men, way off to the east of Bethlehem, see a star. And they think, we're going to go on a very long journey, probably hundreds of miles, an uncomfortable, sweaty journey, without a car, just with some camels and donkeys, and we're going to do something amazing. I wonder whether you've been on a journey where it was quite hard, but at the end, there was something that was worth going on the journey for. Maybe it was a long journey to go on holiday, and you had an amazing holiday. What would happen, I wonder, if today someone came to you and said, follow the star. There's something there worth finding. What would you do? Well, let's find out, shall we? I'd like you all just to have a look underneath your seat. Okay, I'll feel right under and see if there's an envelope stuck underneath your seat. If there's an empty seat next to you, have a look and see whether it's there. And if it is, just pull it off. Has anybody found an envelope under their seat? Anybody found an envelope under their seat? If you have, put your hand up and give us a wave. Anybody found an envelope? You found an envelope over there. Wow, how exciting. I don't know your name. What's your name? Lucas. How old are you, Lucas? 7. And what does it say? Can you read what it says on the front of the envelope? Oh, it says, follow the star to be opened by the nearest 8, 9, or 10-year-old to this seat. Should we make that 7, 8, 9, or 10-year-old to this seat? Should we do that? Okay, how old are you, Lucas?
7.
Oh, wow! It's under Lucas's chair. Come on, then. Would you like to open it? Go on, then. You open it and see what it says inside. So exciting, isn't it? It is. Honestly. It's a bit like Christmas all over again. Right, what's inside, Lucas? Let's have a look. Right, can you read that? I haven't got the mic. I should have brought the mic with you. You tell me what it says.
Congratulations, you're invited to follow the star. Begin around the star, looking
underneath it, and you'll find something not landing. Oh, Lucas, come on out here. It says, congratulations, Lucas. It doesn't say Lucas because we didn't know who was going to get it. You were invited to follow the star. When you found the star, look underneath it and you'll find something worth finding and eating and sharing. Ooh, how exciting. Are you excited, Lucas? Is it worth trying to follow the star then? So have you any idea where there might be a star in this church? Has anybody seen a star? Not the one on the screen. Has anybody seen a star in church?
Me.
Yeah, where did you see a star? You didn't. Anybody seen a star? Can anybody help Lucas? Sheila, have you seen a star? Where? Above the nativity scene at the back. Do you think that could be it, Lucas? Come on, let's go. All the way to the back. Promise to bring him back. Let's see if there's a star there. Oh, there's a nativity scene and there's some wise men. And what's that?
Star.
It's a star. So what does it say? When you found the star, look underneath it and you'll find something worth finding and eating and sharing. So let's have a look under the star, shall we? Do you want to have a look under there? I wonder if there's anything under there. Oh, what's that? Oh, bring them out. Come on up here. Look what Lucas has found. That is amazing. Oh, right to the front. That's incredible. Wow. Your mum and dad are already thanking me. Look at that. So, what does it say, Lucas? It says, can you read it? It says, well found. These are for you. I hope it was worth the effort. Was it worth the effort? It was. Great. Feel free to eat them all or share some of them at the end of the service. Happy New Year. Well done, Lucas. They are yours to keep. Give them a round of applause. You want to go and take your seat? Well done. Wow. I wonder whether Lucas might have lots of new friends at the end of the service. The wise men didn't follow the star for sweets. They didn't even follow the star to get lots of presents. They followed the star extraordinarily to give presents. The reading that we just had said that the wise men followed the star because of this. This was their motivation. This is why they followed the star. We've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. We've seen his star in the east and we've come to worship this little baby. He might have been a toddler by then. Wow. What an extraordinary thing. I want to suggest to you this beginning of this new year that if you have any resolutions, the best resolution you can make, the best thing you can do with your life in 2016 is to worship Jesus. But for the wise men, there were some steps they had to go through before they got to worshiping Jesus. And the first was this, and it sounds a bit odd. First, they had to let God find them. They had to let God find them. You see, the person who really takes the initiative in this story is God. Lucas found the sweets, but who found Lucas? I did. Well done. The wise men responded to God finding them. How many of you have been to the Panto this year? Anybody been to the Panto over Christmas? Yeah, one or two of you have. Okay, and when you see this at the Panto, then all together you have to shout, "He's behind!" Oh, that wasn't very good. All together, "He's behind you!" Do you know, the story of the wise men is a story of God behind what the wise men are looking for. It reminds me of one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 139, which says this. This is a prayer to God. "You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. And then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in." I don't know what 2016 holds for you, but I think that's a great psalm to keep in your mind. God already knows what lies ahead. He's before you and behind you. His reassuring presence, always there with you. I'm reminded too of another of my favorite stories, a story of a young man called Zacchaeus in Luke's gospel. And if you know the story of Zacchaeus, who was a very short man, Jesus was coming through his hometown of Jericho, and Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. But because he couldn't see over the heads of everybody else, he climbed a tree. And do you know what he found when he got to the top of the tree and was looking down at Jesus? He found that Jesus was looking for him. And Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, I've been looking for you." And Zacchaeus probably thought, "Hey, I thought I was looking for you." And Jesus said, "Come down. I want to come to your house for dinner." Jesus went on to say that he had come to earth to seek and save those who were lost. Story of the wise men, the story of Zacchaeus, is a story of God looking for us and of us giving him space to find us. That's why I think doing things like coming to church, worshiping God, singing songs of praise, reading your Bible, praying are so important, because they give God space to find you. But the second step before they could worship God that the wise men had to go through was to respond to God's invitation to worship. For them, that involved a very long, hard, arduous journey. For Lucas, it wasn't such a long journey to the back, but it was worth making. For you and I, responding to God's call will take various different forms. But God never forces himself on us. The relationship he wants to have with us is a relationship of love. And love can only ever be offered and received. It can never be forced. Zacchaeus found that when he had dinner with Jesus. He suddenly found someone loved him. Someone cared for him. Someone wanted to spend time with him. And Zacchaeus' response was to give. The wise men's response was to give, to come and to worship Jesus. We were thinking about worshiping Jesus at our midnight communion service on Christmas Eve. And I said then, and we're near the end of my talk, I said then that worshiping Jesus is about the orientation of our lives. It's about what takes highest priority in our lives. And I think our lives make most sense when Jesus takes top priority in our lives. My wife Sue has been doing a jigsaw over the Christmas period. It's a 1,000-piece jigsaw. I'm hopeless at them. I've put in about 4 of those 1,000 pieces. But the key to a jigsaw is to find something that you can start to make sense of and then add other pieces to it. And that's what happens when you worship Jesus. Suddenly, your life takes on purpose and meaning. And the wise men came and knelt down and worshipped Jesus. They bought gifts, but they bought their lives. When Zacchaeus met Jesus, his life was turned around. He not only worshipped Jesus and had time with him, he started to pay back to the rest of the people of Jericho everything he had stolen from them. His life was changed. It suddenly had purpose and meaning. Whatever 2016 holds for you and for me, can I invite you to take seriously God's search for you? Can I invite you to respond to God? It might be just a tentative response. It might be a prayer that says, God, I'm not even sure if you're real, but if you are, please help me to find out this year. It might be to respond by coming on an Alpha course and exploring the Christian faith. It might be just quietly in your own room, kneeling down or sitting down and saying, Jesus, help. I need your help this year. As we face 2016, the best way I think we can face it together is not only to bring Maisie and Harry up to know and love and worship Jesus, but to worship him for ourselves. Let's just say a prayer together, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the God who searches for us, the God who loves us, the God who came to seek and save the lost. We pray this Christmas that we might have the courage to respond. This year, we might have the courage to respond to your invitation to worship you, to love you, and to be loved by you. And as we allow you to love us, we pray that our fears, our despair, our anxiety might melt away and might be replaced by hope and love and joy. In your name we pray. Amen.